It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If we allege specific things happen, those things become alleged facts for some people and alleged facts for other people.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining me now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon. Good morning, Ann.
Hello, Rebecca.
Ann, you know what? I encounter this word a lot when I'm hosting, especially, you know, if there's stories about legal battles, you know, things like that. Some of us say alleged, some say alleged. So tell me, which one of us is doing it right and which one is doing it wrong?
Are you willing to say where you fall on the spectrum here?
Well, you know, honestly, I think more often than not, I think I say alleged.
And I'm largely an alleged speaker. This was brought to my attention by someone who is not a fan of the alleged pronunciation. So I went and looked into this. Now in standard dictionaries, you will find both pronunciations listed as standard. The alleged pronunciation is newer. The hypothesis seems to be that it's probably influenced by allegedly, because allegedly you've got the three syllables that then alleged makes sense because it lines up with that.
And you can't say allegedly.
Right. That doesn't work
as well. That doesn't work.
Now, the comparison a lot of folks make when they talk about alleged versus allegedly is learned versus learned.
Uh-huh.
Now, with learned versus learned, where, again, you've got that past participle, you've got a difference between a learned fact, as in a fact I have learned, and a learned fact. Whereas with alleged, there's no difference between an alleged fact and an alleged fact.
The meaning is the same.
The meaning is the same. So you can't make an argument one way or the other. This morning, I was thinking about supposed versus supposed.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say supposed. Maybe I have. Is that a thing people say?
Right. Now that you're thinking about it, you think, I don't know, maybe I say supposed.
Maybe I say it.
I actually can say both. I looked in American Heritage Dictionary, and they have supposed as one possible pronunciation for things that might be true, but we don't have facts to back it up.
Supposedly.
Right. And there again, we have supposedly. Now, while we're talking about pronunciation, here's another question from one of our faithful listeners, Jerry. And it is about the word spelled L-A-M-B-A-S-T-E. How do you pronounce that word?
I would pronounce it lambaste.
And I say lambaste. The question was, can it ever be lambast? And the answer is yes, and that's a historical pronunciation and a spelling. There are early spellings where you don't have the E at the end. Now, when I went and looked this up in standard dictionaries, what I was struck by is that the stress in standard dictionaries is always put onto the second syllable, as in lambaste. And I have to say, I have shifted the stress to the first syllable, and I have lambaste.
That's where I put it. Yeah.
And that is unsurprising. English, as a Germanic language, likes the stress on the first syllable. With borrowed words, we will often shift the stress forward. We know that in some words, American English has shifted it laboratory versus laboratory.
I like laboratory, though.
But I have certainly shifted it to lambaste, and dictionaries have yet to catch up with you and me about where the stress is in that word.
You know, Anne, I love it when we're all right.
And you and I are on the cutting edge.
And thank you so much for joining us.
Have a good Sunday.
Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.